for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Randy and Karen Dunning spent their childhood riding in the back of a tan 1984 Chrysler Fifth Avenue. From state to state, neighborhood to neighborhood, their mother, Rosemary Dunning, would go searching for the next area she was meant to save. Usually, this meant towns like Nothing, Arizona. But today, the magnetic pull had drawn Rosemary Dunning to Orlando, Florida.
Hey kids, this looks like a good neighborhood, right? Lots of two-car garages, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Randy had no clue what that meant, but he was in Orlando freaking Florida, and to him, that's all that mattered.
1111 Narrative Lane, that's gotta be it, yeah? You two stay in the car and be quiet.
What are we gonna eat? I'm hungry.
Here, I packed potted meat sandwiches.
I don't want potted meat.
We don't judge the feast we're given, we eat, and we smile. Right, Karen?
Right.
See, your sister doesn't complain about the food she's been offered.
Because she eats her boogers.
I don't eat my boogers.
You do too.
Chimp, I don't eat my boogers.
Enough. Now shut up. Stay in the car. If you hear my signal, then you hustle up to the door and look presentable when you do.
The signal was simple. Two short whistles for Karen, one long whistle for Randy.
Well, hey there. My name is Rosemary Dunning, and I'm with the Mesmeric Salvation Society. Would you have a moment to talk?
Rosemary Dunning is what was once known as a mesmerist, a magnetizer, a bullshit artist. Though, unfortunately, in Rosemary's case, she believed her own bullshit. She believed in her art.
What are you doing? We're gonna get in trouble.
We're always in trouble.
What the frick?
I thought this was Orlando. Where's the good music? Where's my jams, man?
Turn it off. Mom's gonna get mad. I don't want her to yell again.
Today's Christian hits. Come on down to Universal Studios where we're having a...
Just scratch your way to the $1 million grand prize.
see. It's cool. Car! Ah!
A car approaches from behind. Karen and Randy both duck down and huddle together face to face in the floorboards.
Probably the feds.
It's clear.
Ooh, check it out. Look what I found.
Randy pulls up a handful of change, over a dollar's worth of quarters, nickels, and dimes.
Whoa, don't say anything.
Why is this on?
I don't know. It just came on by itself.
Randy turned it on. Said he was looking for the Orlando Jams.
Orlando Jams? Is this true, Randrew? Answer me.
I just wanted to listen to-
Enough. Do not touch this radio again. The last time I let you listen to the radio, your sister had nightmares about how Michael Dukakis was going to drink her blood. There's nothing good on the radio. Nothing.
Two flat earthers kidnap a Freemason in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Starring Zane Schacht, Jack Carmichael, Lauren Grace Thompson, Matthew Woodcock, David Ault, Josh Rubino, Matthew Rusbison, Erin Lillis, Marnie Warner, Ryan Philbrook, Su Ling Chan, and Addison Peacock. Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason is a work of serialized fiction. If this is your first time joining us, please go back and start with episode 1.
What's the password?
I'm not in the mood for your bullshit, Randy. Open the door.
What?
Do you really have a freaking Freemason in your basement?
Depends. You trying to get some grout work done?
Mike was in the bathroom at ConspiracyCon. He heard everything. We thought you were just lying to Newsham to make yourself look cooler.
Doug Newsham is a CIA plant.
No. Shut your mouth.
He is.
Newsham is dead, Randy. Don't you dare insult that man. Not today.
Fuck Newsham. Oh! Don't touch it! Stop it! Stop it! I'm packing heat right now and I'll...
You'll what? My cattle prod now.
Oh! What
I didn't even shock you.
You got really close. And you can't just take my shit!
Everything okay over there?
Yeah, we're good.
Just making a movie.
Okay. You all have fun now. I knew his no good ass was up to something.
Damn, my face is probably all red and shit.
Because you're embarrassed.
No, it's because you just sucker punched me.
Sucker slapped, maybe. If I sucker punched you, you'd be dead right now. Gail, if you're planning on jumping out with a scream mask on, just know that that movie doesn't scare me anymore. Where is she?
How should I know?
She's your wife.
Just because she's my wife, I'm supposed to what? Put a tracking device in her skull or something?
Oh my God. How are you still so annoying? I should have killed you back at Walker, Texas Ranger Camp when I had the chance.
I was fake sleeping. You never really had a chance.
Well, I've got one now, don't I?
So that's it, huh? You're really gonna kill your own brother. Your own blood.
I had all my blood changed out years ago. There's not a single drop of Dunning left in my DNA.
Here's some.
Oh my God, you disgusting little piece of shit. I can't believe you just...
You were going to shock me.
Oh, shut up. You know I wasn't going to shock you. So, where is he? Where's the Freemason?
Fuck off, Karen. Stop trying to steal everything from me. Every time I do anything, you show up and try to ruin it. I never done anything to you.
You've never done anything to me? Fuck you, Randy. I'm not stupid, okay? I know it's you always trying to drag me down and attack my videos. Alpha Swag Lad, Bite My Butt 03, Karen Dunning Hater 1-6. I mean, come on. Get a new naming convention, asshole.
KK.
Don't you fucking call me that. Don't. So what? We're family now? Well, if I'm KK, if I'm your family, then why are you trying to sabotage me?
Karen pauses and gives Randy a moment to deny it, to refute the slander and proclaim his innocence. Randy says nothing, and in doing so, he says everything.
You're not the only one who didn't come from shit. Who didn't have shit growing up. You're not the only one who got fucked over by the world. I was right there with you in the backseat of the Chrysler every fucking day, Randy. Every fucking day. And it wasn't any easier for me.
You don't understand what it's like to grow up in the shadow of your big, stupid tree. Did you really have to be good at everything you tried? I'd never been talented at anything. Anything! And finally, I found something. Something I was actually good at. And once again, here comes Karen! You try half as hard and get twice the attention. No one knows my name, but you get mentioned alongside Mark Sargent and Flat Earth Tony. It's not fair. It's just not fair. When you search, who is Randy Dunning, freaking Google will ask, are you sure you didn't mean Karen Dunning?
You think I don't deserve what I've made for myself? You think I cheated?
No, Karen, I'm just frustrated. I work so hard and—
So what? Everyone is working hard these days.
Yeah, but no one seems to care about anything I do. So why should I give a shit about them?
Randy, what you're really asking is why you should give a shit about me. Not them. And after everything we've been through, it shouldn't be so hard for you to find that answer.
I don't know. I don't know. I just wanted other people to get the chance to learn what I learned from watching those other videos. And then we had some success, and it changed everything. All that, if this only reaches one person, it'll be worth it talk is complete bullshit. No one really feels that way. No one wants to be the person who everyone else ignores.
No. I get it. And I'm sorry, too. I didn't mean to take over your thing. And honestly, Randy, if you look at the number of views your channel was originally receiving versus what you're currently getting, the trajectory is fairly indicative of a shadow ban.
Who even knows if shadow bans are a real thing?
You know I love you, right? You're the only other person in the entire world who can even begin to understand me.
I love you too, KK. I'm sorry I wrote negative comments on your videos. I was just jealous. I'll remove them.
I'm sorry I tried to get you canceled by saying you poop in public.
It's cool. If anything, we've actually gained more subscribers after all that.
I'm not proud of where I've ended up. You're really lucky to have Gail. Most couples wouldn't have been able to survive what you two went through.
She's my rock.
I need my rock.
You have Mike, right?
Ugh, Mike is such a... I don't know. Sometimes I think he loves Karen Dunning and not Karen.
The guy is really weird. You can do better. What happened to Sheila?
Do you not remember the fire?
Oh, shit, that's right.
That bridge is literally burned.
Yeah, she... Yeah, she probably won't take you back, will she? Just please pinky swear that you'll never date Rick again. Or anyone who even remotely gives off a Rickish vibe.
I pinky swear. While we're pinky swearing, do you really have a Freemason in your basement?
That last neighborhood was a bust. Might as well put up a corral and let the sheep graze on their own stupidity.
Can we go to the beach?
No, there's no time. We have important work to do. If we even take one day off, the entire universe could collapse in on itself.
We went to the beach last year.
That was different.
How?
It just is.
I don't understand why we have to do this.
People need to know the truth. They may not always want to hear it. They may not accept it. But people need to know the truth. The truth is that our bodies are full of magnetic liquids, which can be easily manipulated to heal any and every disease known to man. Okay, here we go. I'm picking up really strong vibes in this area. Yeah, someone needs me here. Someone is hurting.
Rosemary Dunning was always trying to help people, but somehow she managed to overlook the two children sitting in the backseat of her stolen Chrysler who desperately needed their mother. Rosemary wanted to change the world. She wanted to do good for everyone. And the best thing she ever did for her children, Randy and Karen, was getting out of the Chrysler that day and never coming back.
Randy? Randy, wake up!
Shut up, Karen!
Randy, wake up! Mom still isn't back.
I'm so freaking hungry.
You're not supposed to say that.
I'll say the real one.
No, you won't.
I will too. I'll say the fu word.
I'll tell.
You won't say a fucking thing. Oh, fuck.
Stop saying it!
Karen, it's the feds for real this time. On the count of three, run as fast as you can, okay?
Bubba, I'm scared.
Me too. But don't worry, I've got your back. Just run as fast as you can and meet me at the big globe place with all the kids.
One. Two.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Jesus Christ, Randy, it smells like old McDonald's down here. Would it kill you to... You really did it. Wow, I can't believe I doubted you. What's your name?
Walter. Walter Clay?
Tell me something, Walter Clay. What's the secret knowledge you and your Illuminati brothers have passed down from generation to generation?
Illuminati? Oh, here we go. Listen, Karen, let me catch you up. Freemasons don't have anything to do with the Illuminati, and they aren't even a secret society, per se. It would be more accurate to say they're a society with secrets.
What's wrong with him? And what's with all the feathers in his cage?
What feathers? Oh, shit. Where did those feathers come from? Wally, hey, are you okay, man?
Did he just fucking die? What the fuck is going on?
The fuck that is going on is Walt entering the final stages of his transformation. Over the next few minutes, his DNA will rapidly change and alter itself. But first, there's a knock at the front door. Or rather, there are three knocks on the front door. And a buzzer.
Not it.
I don't want to take Taekwondo lessons. I want to go home.
Randy, I really think it'll provide a nice outlet for your anger and frustration. It isn't healthy to keep it all pent up.
Karen has to go too.
Of course, Randy. Karen will be there too.
Okay, I think that's a good idea, because KK will probably get picked on next year at our new school. And maybe this way she'll be able to protect herself.
I agree, Randy. I also think it will help Karen a lot.
And you're not my real mom, Miss Clement. And Chuck isn't my real dad either.
Well, I think I'm going to love you just the same as I would.
Ugh, whatever, fine. Can we rent a movie tonight? Ooh, maybe something with karate. Or at least punching. So I can start practicing. And maybe teach KK a few things.
You're not going to punch your sister. Right?
No way, never. I'm gonna punch the people who try to punch her.
Randy tiptoes across the living room and sneaks up to the peephole in the door. Karen stands to the side, stealthily peeling back the blinds.
Do you know this guy?
No.
Open the door, mate. I can hear you whispering.
Can I help you?
Where's the owl?
Probably at the fucking zoo, mate.
Nuh-uh. I don't have time for the games.
Fuck off. This is private property. Oh!
Mac closes the door behind him, but he doesn't see Karen. She leaps on Mac's back, like the teenage assassin she was once trained to be. Karen wraps her legs around Mac's torso and digs her fingers into his face, temporarily blinding him. As Mac grasps backward, trying to get a hold of Karen, Randy delivers a killer, but somewhat rusty, sidekick to Mac's gut. Oh, it's fucking on. Karen rips at Mac's mouth with her fingers, but she leans in too close and leaves an opening for Mac to deliver a reverse headbutt. Momentarily stunned, Karen loses her grip, allowing Mac to spin out of the hold. He punches Karen in the nose.
Oh shit. Apologies. Didn't realize you were a lady.
Don't you dare apologize to me for my gender, asshole.
With a river of blood pouring out of her now broken nose, Karen smiles through slick red teeth and headbutts Mac right back. Karen tries to hit Mac with a knife hand chop to the neck, but Mac dodges it, steps back, and sweeps Karen's legs. She lands hard on her side. After hesitating like the world's worst henchman, Randy telegraphs a completely unnecessary spinning back fist, which Mac immediately catches. He tosses Randy like a rag doll, sending him crashing hard into a table. But now laying just a few feet from Randy is the cattle prod. He crawls for it, but just before he can reach it, Mac kicks Randy square in the gut.
Have you got it out of your system now? Where's the bird? Ah, never mind, I hear him. You two are lucky I found you when I did. A few more minutes and the owl would have been having you for dinner.
Just a few years ago, Randy sits in the Songbird nursing home with Mrs. Clement. Randy scrolls through a slideshow of pictures on his phone.
Oh, Randy, that's wonderful news. Lucas looks like such a little cutie. When do I get to meet him?
Soon. Real soon. They're running some tests and they want to keep him in the hospital for a few days. He was premature, so it's pretty standard practice or whatever. The doc said it was nothing to worry about. I trust him.
I'm sure it's just precautionary.
And expensive. You know, I don't know the first thing about computers, but Eddie set up a GoFundMe for us where people can donate money or just leave words of encouragement. It seems to be doing pretty well.
It's comforting knowing you have the support of a community.
Helps to read the nice comments, if nothing else.
Now, listen, Randy. I appreciate you coming to see me, I do. But go be with Gale. Go be with your son.
I've been in that friggin' hospital for days.
Ah, needed a break from all the madness.
It's not even that, though. I just wanted to come see you. And check it out, Bloodsport on Blu-ray. Tell me you don't want to watch JVD whoop some ass in ultra crisp HD.
Oh, you know I do. What's Jean-Claude's situation these days? Is he single?
You're wild, Mrs. Clement. No wonder they keep you locked up in here.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Randy, you'll never guess what happened to me at... Randy? Babe, what's going on? What the... Oh. Huh.
The owl shrieks. And as Gale faints, the owl sees the open doorway behind her.
No, you don't.
The owl is completely unfazed by Mac. The monster continues to pick up speed before taking off into the evening sky. Mac manages to hold on for a moment, but then falls from its back to the ground at a height of about 10 feet. Unfazed and spiking with adrenaline, Mac leaps back up to his feet and sprints down the street to his Jeep.
Gale! Gale, are you okay?
What? Was that?
Are you hurt?
No. It didn't. It didn't touch me.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, Gil.
Randy, look out. It's Karen.
I know. She's cool. Well.
What are you doing here?
Saving both of your asses from the looks of it. Seriously, bro, if you're gonna be fighting monsters, you better remember to call me.
Karen tears off part of a pant leg and ties it around her head. No one really knows why, and it doesn't seem very functional, but it is quite badass.
Okay. So, who was that guy? What was that thing? What are we up against?
Honestly, Karen, I don't have a fucking clue.
Randy, look. The basement door.
Gale isn't the first one to see the remains of Walter's cage, but she is the first one to react to it.
Oh my God.
What happened to your Freemason, bro?
How did the thing even get in here?
Randy... That cage was destroyed from the inside out.
Why isn't there any blood? If your Freemason was attacked, shouldn't there be blood, like, everywhere?
Unless the monster ate him whole. In that case, there wouldn't be any blood.
And the feathers, they're everywhere now.
What? Yeah. Okay, that is weird.
This is the same feather we saw earlier, but they were just in the cage with your Freemason, so...
He's a freaking shapeshifter! That motherfucker, man! I thought we were friends! What happened to you be straight with me and I'll be straight with you?
Down here!
Ah.
I believe I might be of some assistance.
Who the fuck said that?
Please pick me up.
It's... Walt's ring.
I assure you, ma'am, I am so much more than just Walt's ring.
Oh my God. Now there's a talking ring, too! What the hell, Randy? Stop holding out on me! What else is going on?
Literally none of this stuff was happening until today.
Okay, Mr. Talking Ring. What's going on? Who are you?
Oh, me? Oh, I'm nobody of great import. You see, my name is, Sir Isaac fucking Newton, inventor of gravity, light, colors, and calculus. The more important question is, are you ready to hear the truth about our world, the nature of reality, and the secrets of Freemasonry?
Yes. Oh, fuck yes, finally!
You should know, this is going to be some heavy stuff, man.
Are we really going to start listening to Sir Isaac Newton?
I think we have to.
Before I get started, would someone mind fingering me?
Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock, ticky-tock. Tick-tock goes the clock, I wait for you.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Actor direction by Danielle Ellett. The opening and closing theme for Two Flat Earthers are both by Gladrags. Special thanks to our associate producers, Daniel Naruta and Anthony Sigmund Lowry. If you enjoyed listening to this episode of Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, please leave us a rating, review, codex, or riddle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. If you aren't able to leave a rating or review, then please go into your backyard, the street, or a field and shout compliments about the show. If you plan on leaving a one-star rating or review on the podcast, we recommend instead that you simply fuck off and listen to something else. And as always, if you know the true secrets of the Freemasons, you'd better keep that shit to yourself.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.